Hello, this podcast is presented by Greg Butler from Radio Sanford.
G'day, this is Greg Butler, Research and Development Manager for the South Australian No-Till Farmers Association. And today you're listening to Sanford Radio and I'm talking to Sam Venning. G'day Sam, how are you going?
Good, thank you Greg.
Just tell us a little bit where you farm, Sam.
We're out in the Mallee, sort of situated halfway basically between Lamoroo and Karoonda. We run a mixed enterprise of sheep, cropping and pigs. It's basically based around the piggery. We grow our own grain to put back through the pigs, and we run sheep on our non-cropping ground.
SANF has had a project over the last few years looking at restoring and revegetating land that maybe in the Mallee was cleared and maybe shouldn't have been cleared because it was either, you know, a really rocky flat or a really sandy rise or something like that. And you've been good enough to be part of that program and have a bit of your farm revegetated. I think firstly, just tell us what sort of area you decided to have revegetated and why you wanted to get that done.
We've got three different sites. One site in particular was a bit of a hill that was cleared years and years ago, and basically a lot of erosion, a lot of drift has been caused there by stock and wind damage, and it's been fenced out, and I just thought, well, that's a perfect spot to try to get something growing back there again to help, you know, revegetate that area. It wasn't situated amongst cropping ground or anything, but the two other sites were on cropping blocks, and they weren't big areas, but they were just weren't suitable for cropping. They were pretty, you know, non-wetting sort of hills, and just saw the opportunity through Sanford and to be able to do something with them, just to, as opposed to try to clay spread or do something to get it back into productivity that way. I just thought, well, what a perfect chance to be able to go down this path.
There's various revegetation types of processes, I guess. There's direct seeding and there's planting of seedlings. Just tell us a little bit about the actual revegetation process.
It was a combination of the two. So the sites, I sort of sprayed the sites that I could spray myself initially, and then the organisation that was doing the reveg, they came along and they had another go with the spraying to clean it all up to get it suitable, ready for the direct drilling and the direct seedling. So it is the two processes.
How has the revegetation process gone? Have they taken hold and it's all looking good?
Yeah, and with the season that we've had, it's probably worked out quite well. Like we've had a good winter with rainfall and stuff, so I think we've probably been lucky with that. So that's going to hopefully hold us in good stead.
Thanks for sharing that experience, Sam. And if anyone else in the Mallee is interested in having some revegetation or some restoration done, got about one more season to go on that project, and just get in touch with your Sanford representative or myself directly at Sanford.
The Sanford Biodiversity Revegetation Project in the Mallee has been generously supported by the Federal Government Department of the Environment and Energy.
I'm talking with Wayne Brown of Environments by Design, who's been helping Sanford to deliver our revegetation project in the Mallee. G'day Wayne, how are you going?
Hey Greg, how are you going?
So earlier we spoke to Sam Venning about the project on his farm, and he's quite happy with the different sites. I'm just wondering if you could tell us a bit more broadly about the types of sites in the Mallee that you have been doing revegetation under the project.
Well, the sites vary greatly from Tail and Bend up to Loxton. So we have sites which are extremely deep, sandy, dunal systems. Really, the classification there is something that you can hardly drive over, some of those. Then there's the very rocky sites, which a couple of the farmers have told us are not suitable for really cropping because they damage their equipment so much. And then we have a few sites which are impacted from some rising water table or something like that, so they can be slightly saline, scalded.
There is different techniques for doing revegetation, and I guess you've been doing revegetation long as anyone I know, and maybe just talk a little bit about your history and how you've come to perfect different techniques and what they are.
Yeah, good, thanks. Not many people remember, but back in the mid to late 80s, direct seeding was not known in Australia, and it was really a team at Murray Bridge and a few others, interstate West Australia and Victoria, who sort of collaborated and actually worked out the process of direct seeding. The machines we've got today are quite simple and they look very simple, but it's actually the process of applying the seed at the right depth, at the right time, the right seed treatments, etc. So I was part of that, so that's 30 plus years ago now. So we're still going 30 years later. It's pretty good. Not many people keep going for 30 years in large-scale direct seeding. But this has relevance in a drying climate. So South Australia starting off as a dry climate, as other states and other parts of the world become slightly drier, they're also looking for ways of revegetation. It's a big business, really, internationally. For example, the Mongolian desert, its movement into China, and Chinese are trying to stop it from moving by revegetation. In the Mallee, the revegetation is not easy. It is difficult because of the dry seasons, the long periods of dryness. So over the project, over the last 6 years, we've had a couple of years there where we had no rain at all for exactly 6 months. So to get that process, you need the experience behind you to actually have the knowledge and the abilities to get the timing right, to get the seedlings going, to get the seed running. That's where I come in.
What about the difference between sowing seed? Have you put actually any seedlings, like established plants, in the ground as well?
Yeah, okay, so yes, we do. Now, I'm a bit weird because I like to combine the two processes, because when it's really dry, you'll find that myrtaceae species, now that's eucalypts and melaleuca, for example, Callistemon, they just really won't germinate very well. They need to have at least 14 days of moist, wettish weather, and a couple of years ago we just didn't get that. So we were fortunate. Any direct seeding we did, we ended up with lots of legumes, wattles, because they're pre-treated, or native pine, we pre-treat those. But the eucalypts and the melaleucas are generally replanted by seedlings, and that gives us a bit of a start on both fronts, depending on, and because we don't know what the season's going to do. And so it helps us to secure, to make sure that we get success.
And in terms of, you mentioned a few different species there, and obviously a big part of revegetation is diversity. Maybe you can talk about the importance of having different diversity of plants inside a revegetation area and what type of plants you've chosen.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, look, it's a long topic, but especially if you need that diversity if you're looking at, for example, things like pollination services through the vegetation you're planting. The vegetation we've got in the Mallee, although it's there, it's in reasonable condition, but it's also in decline. So having that diversity actually assists much greater than you actually realise, and a farmer does realise. And I know that there's a big push for more habitats for insects and wasps and native bees and honeybees and et cetera, et cetera. So some of these sites we're currently doing, which are quite well structured with about 28 to 30 odd species in them, are in the future going to be really important sites for those biodiversity issues. So we're looking at things like the acacias, the wattles, the sticky hop bush, there's she oaks, native pines, there's some native grasses, wallaby grass, kangaroo grass, that goes into some of the sites depending where they are. We've got eucalypts, of course, melaleucas, we've got things like Pittosporum and a few of those. So yeah, so there's quite a range, and they're from small plants to the taller ones. And we're looking at around about 600 stems per hectare.
The project's been going for a while now, and some sites have got a few years under our belt. How successful have the original plantings been, and how successful do the late plantings look like being?
I'm pretty happy at the moment. Look, I must say that this year has been exceptional. We've had fantastic rainfall. It's been superb. Our timing was exactly right. It rained and it's continued to rain, so that's great. Last year, however, we did have three sites which I would say failed. They weren't up to my standard, but we redid those this year. So every now and then you do have what I'd call a failure. A lot of people would not say it's a failure, but for me it's not, just wasn't good enough. So the original sites we did are magnificent. You know, the plants are over head height, they're just going very well indeed. I think everyone should be pretty happy. And considering, as I said, considering that the actual climate has been horrifying in the Mallee for everybody, not just us in re-veg, but in cropping circles. This year it's good. What happens next year, we don't know.
So from Sanford's point of view, I mean, we've been delighted with the project. It's brought a different string to our bow, and I think the collaboration we've been able to have between a sustainable cropping organisation and a professional revegetation organisation to find synergies that our farmer members are now seeing the benefits of is a really great outcome from the project. So I'd like to thank you, Wayne, for your participation in the project, and we look forward to more collaboration in the future.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks, Greg. I've really enjoyed myself, and thanks to the organisation. It's fantastic. Thank you.
The Sanford Biodiversity Revegetation Project in the Mallee has been generously supported by the Federal Government Department of the Environment and Energy.
This is the South Australian No-Till Farmers Association Radio Sanford Broadcast. Thank you for listening.